Good day, everyone. We are back with Visit Julian podcast, and we have another interview for you today, and that is with Valerie Eddy from Peace Offers, which is mediation and education. Welcome, Valerie. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, Robin. Glad to be here.
Yay. So you've been at Julian for a really long time with your Peace Offers. I think when I first met you years ago, you were focusing a lot on only mediation, but times change, the economy changes, the community changes. So as I've said in a lot of these podcasts, our community has really learned to evolve with the changing times. So I see that you have done that as well.
Yes, I started Peace Offers in 2013. And about the same time I moved up to Julian, started out in the office in the yellow building, in the Coleman building where the bank is and things originally. I was just focusing on mediations and a lot of different varieties of disputes. And now I've kind of laser focused in on some specialties and educating, and mostly that it revolves around some fire insurance stuff. I have a subcontract with the California Department of Insurance, and I do a lot of wildfire cases with homeowners versus insurance companies.
So that'll give you experience to, you know, share wisdom with others in the community.
Yeah, exactly. Learned a lot.
Yeah, and you've done a couple of classes. I know one here at Town Hall, and then did you do one, or do you have one coming up at the coffee shop?
So I have one coming up on April 28th in collaboration with Regulars Wanted, and we're going to do a coffee and conversation then. I also had... I've done a couple throughout the community, one with the Julian Realtors and their monthly meeting, and then I did one in Descanso, and so I'm trying to get the word out on some of the educational programs that I'm offering.
That's great. Yeah. So it's important. I mean, those who know about Julian know that we're, you know, prone to fires and things like that. So the more educated we can be, the better. And then I know that some of the disputes, I'm just going to read them off your brochure because that way I'm sure to catch them all. So obviously we kind of what we just talked about, which is insurance and the disaster type claims. And disasters can be all kinds of things. That could be a flood or in California, the dreaded shaking of the earth, that sort of thing, right?
Mudslides, earthquakes. I service all of the USA, so I'm, you know, when you got tornadoes in Texas and Kansas or ice storms, I can do those as well.
Sure. Okay, cool. And then when you have those types of disaster claims, the very next thing that you have is construction, because when your house is destroyed, then you're basically put in a position to rebuild. And that can create its own set of issues and debates, because not everyone out there is, you know, top notch, or maybe some. It's really sad that a lot of times when there are crises, the predators move in, and it's kind of a bummer. And I hate to talk about it because I hate to believe that kind of thing exists. But the older I get, the more I realize it does.
Yes, and I have, my background is in construction, automotive, and law enforcement is what my career's consisted of.
So that's good. Yeah, just because I'm married to a construction guy, I feel like I've got all that knowledge, but I probably don't. And then, so along with that, you were talking about with automotive is like commercial trucks and heavy equipment disputes. So like, what does that entail?
So say a kind of a little bit of both.
Oops, sorry.
If you're on a construction job site and say, you know, there's a piece of heavy equipment that, you know, collides or falls off a truck that's being, you know, brought in or whatever. Or if there's some, it causes some sort of, you know, if there's some sort of construction
mishap.
I can work on those. You know, people are owner operator truck drivers, like we've got going on out here right now with the construction, say an automobile versus, you know, big
sure.
rig.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Or even the backhoe or excavator that are out there.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I think I remember on one of my husband's jobs, a big piece of heavy equipment went into a ditch. So, yeah, people are not always mindful of their surroundings, yeah. for sure. And then again, along in the automotive, that just encompasses automotive, motorcycle, things like that, where you can sort of mediate in a dispute between, you know, my version and their version.
Right. And it doesn't have to be just on the insurance part of mm-hmm. it. It could be like you bought a motorcycle or a car from a dealership and you're not real happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can also see if the lemon law applies
of
thing. We can also work with you and say you're having a dispute with your mechanic, you
sure.
know, your automotive mechanic or your motorcycle mechanic mm-hmm. or whatever, or, you know, so anything that relates to that.
Yeah, because I know in automotive, the automotive repair shops do have that ability to lean on automotives that they haven't received payment on and that kind of stuff. And then the extended storage and all that kind of stuff that can come up with a repair that didn't go right or is taking too long or no payment's been made. I've seen those on my own path throughout life. And then neighbor disputes. Oh, come on. We all get along with our neighbor. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you know, on neighbor to neighbor, it can be as simple as dog barking. Mm-hmm. Say, you know, your neighbor maybe, you know, work nights and the dog's out all day mm-hmm. and, you know, you're home and you're hearing this dog bark and then they, you know, they don't even know that it's barking all night long or
mm-hmm.
whatever. So what, you know, those as simple as that mm-hmm. to as complicated as, you know, bringing out survey crews to find each other's, you know, property lines and
yeah.
property disputes. And
I just saw this. This is so inappropriate. I'm going to share on the podcast. I saw a meme yesterday that said, my neighbor just got arrested for growing weed. Apparently, my property line isn't where I thought it was. So a little levity on the property line issue. I literally saw that yesterday. And for some reason, I read it out loud. I thought it was hilarious. And small claims court, you know, people are getting a lot more sophisticated with small claims. I've seen that. And so sometimes you really do need an outside perspective on either defense or when you're trying to seek some sort of compensation.
So with small claims, I stay very unbiased
mm-hmm.
and try to give a really good opinion on or an idea on both sides of the story. When I went to school after we finished the classes and all that kind of training, we actually did an internship where we went into the courthouse
mm-hmm.
And this was in Orange County. And so in the Orange County court systems, you get many disputes. And if both parties show up, the court actually on your court date, and it happens here in San Diego as well,
mm-hmm.
that you have the option to go to mediation
mm-hmm.
and still keep your court date if we can't resolve it in mediation
mm-hmm.
that morning. And so I got a lot of different disputes and a lot of variety, a lot of, you know, my feet wet pretty good down
uh-huh.
there. And so even the small claims process paperwork, like I can help you through that paperwork
mm-hmm.
process. And, you know, and just be there for support if you really wanted me to come to court with you that
yeah.
day or something.
Some people find it super stressful.
Right.
And I've got some personal experience with small claims, and it can be very, very stressful. So just having someone there that you've breathed with and talked about your side of the story and then considered the other side as well can be really helpful when you're there. Yeah?
Yes,
yeah,
definitely.
Cool. Yeah. So, you've got here in your brochure about why try mediation, and maybe we could talk a little bit about what you think mediation can do for people and why they should consider it.
So mediation is confidential. It's also unbiased. A mediator, I'm going to kind of go into a little segue here between mediators, arbitration, are arbitrators
mm-hmm.
and lawyers. So everybody's got a really good idea of what lawyers are
mm-hmm.
and what they do. They're usually prosecution or defense. I do know mediators that are also lawyers, but those people that I know that are lawyers that have also tried to become mediators said it's the hardest thing they can ever do because they want to pick a side.
Sure.
And so an arbitrator is got a law background,
right.
And they can be a paralegal, they could have, but it could be a lawyer, it could be a judge. And arbitration is they listen to both sides of the story, just like a mediation would, but they make the final decision. Mm. So kind of like a judge does. So you're really kind of still putting it in somebody's hands to make that final decision for you. And they can give their opinions on a legal professional side. A mediator is a certified, you know, gone through school for mediation, negotiation. And what we do is a lot of creative questioning. We stay unbiased. And, you know, it's kind of like, well, does that sound good to you? And is that a good time frame? And da-da-da-da-da until we come to, you know, a good agreement or resolution. Mm. And sometimes it just blows me away because I might have an idea in my head of how I think this should resolve. And nobody knows the situation better than those two individuals or those two parties. And they might come up with something clear out of the blue that I had no idea, you know, existed in that their relationship that they could, you know,
find a common ground on or something.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Mediation you know, we always do the mediations in a neutral area, so we're not going to come to your house or and do the mediation or go to somebody else's business. So if it's somebody like, you know, we try to meet somewhere in the middle, right. And you know, it's in a neutral area, and it's less expensive than a lawyer. It's going to be less expensive than arbitration. Those are just some of the good points of mediation.
So let me ask you a hard question now. I'm going to be a hard reporter. So I'm obviously there's going to be certain situations where mediation just doesn't work because somebody has so got their heels dug into what they think and they did mediation really just to check a box to say that they tried mediation but they had no intention of, you know, really coming to any kind of compromise. So if that is the case, is there usually a predetermined next step should mediation not work, or like what happens if it doesn't work?
So I'm going to kind of toot my own horn on this a little bit. I do have a 92% success rate in resolving cases.
Great.
But yeah, it's the big white elephant in the room, and that is you can go to court.
Right.
And so that's really the next step. But in mediation, you can't say that as a threat, or, you know, everybody right. kind of already knows that. Like I said, it's a white elephant in the room, knowing mm-hmm. that if we don't resolve this today, chances are we're going to go to court. And that's where, you know, it's kind of a game at that point, because maybe the party goes, oh, well, you don't have enough money, or, you know, you're not going to have the gumption to take us to court
or
spend that kind of, mostly it's the cost.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that's how that goes is usually the next step. However, you know, what happens in mediation stays in mediation. So say we were talking some numbers and you got this, you know, this offer of a number and you decided you were going to push harder for a higher number and didn't get it. And then they planted their feet and said, no, you know, that's it. We're not doing this. And, you know, we don't resolve this mediation. Mm-hmm. You then decide to take them to court. You can't say to the judge, well, we went to mediation and they offered us this. Mm. The judge will throw it right out, you know, because it's what happened in mediation stays in mediation.
Sure.
Even though you've gained some knowledge from their viewpoint, which will be helpful possibly in your case going to court. But again, like I said, you the minute you say something to the judge that you tried mediation and, you know, and you didn't get what you wanted there. Mm-hmm. The judge is going to say, well, you know, we can't talk about what's happened in mediation.
Yeah, because it's like basically you're starting from scratch. And it's now in a legal field and that kind of stuff. So the one thing I would say that if you don't resolve in mediation, you really are handing over the case to for someone else to make a decision. You know, you go to the court, well, the judge is going to make this decision, or the judge pro tem, is that how you say it? Or if it goes to, because there are, I know, and a lot of things you sign contractually, I've signed them, that, you know, if something goes south, I agree to subject myself to arbitration, period. Like, that's in the agreement. So it's really to people's benefit to work it out in mediation. Otherwise, they really... You know, let's say, I'm just going to use round numbers. Let's say they got 7 out of the 10 things that they wanted in mediation, but they were holding out for those 3, so they went to court. And if they now come out of court with 5 out of those 7 things, well, that's the dice that you rolled, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, there was a saying that I heard a lot when I went to school was, you know, mediation's a win-win. But it's really not. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, it is a compromise. Sure. And we're all going to lose a little something. Mm-hmm. How much you want to lose is really what the question mm-hmm. is. Yeah. If you go to court, somebody's making that decision for you, yeah. and somebody's going to win and somebody's going to lose.
Right.
And it's pretty much that simple.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a pretty good motivation to stick with and try your hardest to make mediation work, obviously. Do you want to talk a little bit more about the education that you're offering?
So yeah, so education, we have a variety of different educational programs. You know, they can be done in person or on a Zoom, and mm-hmm. So some of those programs are like understanding homeowners insurance. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people don't understand homeowners insurance. They know they have it, and that there's the dwelling, and there's other structures, mm-hmm. and there's contents, but there's a lot of legal lingo in yeah. your contract, and I break that down into understandable terms, uh-huh. and teaching, you know, like the difference between an agent and a broker, mm-hmm. and obviously, you know, the California FAIR Plan is a big subject too, and
in our area for sure.
Well, all yeah. throughout
California,
yeah, with all the wildfires and different things and mudslides. But also people are going, well, we're having a hard time finding fire insurance. Mm-hmm. Well, the California FAIR Plan, for instance, is a broker, and they're writing it with several insurance
yeah,
companies.
Yeah, I learned all about that in that podcast I did with Amber, and I have the California FAIR Plan. That's mm-hmm. what I have, and I did not understand. I thought it was issued by the state of California, and it's not.
No, so that's a misconception, and I listened to Amber's podcast mm-hmm. as well, and I love Amber, work with her, and sent her a lot of business mm-hmm. her direction. The California FAIR Plan is a business name, just like Peace Offers Mediation and Education.
Right, 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 right.
It's not a government agency. It's just an individual company. And they actually have another subsidy company. And so if they've got several insurance companies that they're working with to get you fire insurance. And so I help teach you how to find those companies mm-hmm. as well as the California Department of Insurance mm-hmm. has an awesome website that I can put in the Julian zip code, and mm-hmm. I can come up with 17 pages, mm-hmm. 17 pages of insurance companies writing high-risk fire areas. So that's one of the classes that I teach and I can go into your home and look over your policy too, and we can kind of just have a one-on-one, and because everybody's going to need something a little bit different.
Sure.
I teach also on communications for everyday life to avoid conflict, mm-hmm. Kind of how to, you know, speak like, I feel like this when you do something like that, mm-hmm. and just diversified work environment classes, how to behave properly, you know.
It's sad that we need it, but we all do, right? Even me.
Right. I mean, there's, I've done this on construction sites, mm-hmm. inappropriate behaviors. We're getting better as this has been a big thing, like, you know, hashtag Me Too yeah. movement and all these different things. But, you know, there's still a lot to learn.
Sure. And I imagine that that's going to be an evolving field, too, because every day there's some new way to offend someone. So being learned about how to avoid those kind of traps, I think is important, especially for us old folks who are have been around for a while. Speaking to my husband, Mark Boland. Victim services. So I want you to tell us a little bit about that area that you're working on.
So in the victim services, you know, I work with all kinds of different victims. A lot of human trafficking, domestic violence, elder abuse, you know, the child sex abuse, crime, just any kind of victims of crime. And what I offer is mediation as well for them, like more on like a tenant landlord you're going to run across. Mm-hmm. A survivor maybe, or of a victim of crime, might be going into a home or some sort of organization's shelter. Mm-hmm. And they might have some problems with that organization, or you're going into kind of a safe home and all of a sudden you kind of got people that run the safe home. So it's kind of like your new parents mm-hmm. and you, or housemates, you mm-hmm. know, mm-hmm. that you might have some disputes with, of course, law enforcement as well. You know, maybe you have an issue, and that's not just for victim services, but for anybody that has come head to head with some law enforcement and has not had some real good experience with mm-hmm. it. So those are, that's some of the mediation. The education is similar in like inappropriate behaviors, you know, especially in these, you know, survivor victim guest homes, or by providing coaching and, you know, team development and trying to keep a safe and peaceful environment.
Sure, sure.
And those communication skills as well. And then we also help with restraining orders. I've worked up here with the Sheriff's Department. I work with a lot of different law enforcement, even the Human Trafficking Task Force. But I can help with restraining orders, temporary restraining orders, mm-hmm. until we can get the permanent restraining orders. And of course, if you need other support services, I have a lot of resources that I can get you to safely and securely.
That's awesome. So in the show notes, we're going to have basically all of your contact information, link to your website, to your social media, and we'll make sure we have the upcoming class that you're having at Regulars Wanted. The intent for these podcasts is for them to live forever.
Right.
You know, that's the benefit, is we're talking today and somebody may hear about this conversation in a year and a half from now, and it'll still be relevant for them. So the show notes will have that long-term contact information and the roots of the services that you offer, so that if someone finds you and finds this podcast in the future, it's going to be relevant to whatever it is they're going through at that future time, with the understanding, like almost everything right now, everything's evolving and changing. So there may be in 2 years some more services that you've added, and so they could reach out if they're along the lines of what we talked about today, that
yes,
they might be appropriate for them to reach out to you then.
Yes, that'd be cool. As well as Friday, if anybody's got time to jump in and listen, I'm going to be doing a live show with the Pulse of San Diego.
Oh, good. Friday, you have to say the date.
So Friday, April 8th, 2022 at 11 a.m. And that's called Live with Cindy, and it's put on through the Pulse of San Diego. Yeah, that's going to be really exciting coming up. As
yeah,
well.
Yeah, good. Also, awesome. Not also, also. So I always try to end with, just in case there was something I forgot to ask about, something we didn't cover that you want to make sure that you leave the listeners with, so that they didn't miss out on anything pertinent, because Robin wasn't as investigative journalism as I should have been.
So the only thing I touch on is, you know, check out our website for, you know, the cost of services. Like on mediation, they're an all-inclusive mm-hmm. cost. So it's not like a lawyer that's going to charge you every 5 minutes.
Right, sure.
And and it explains what all-inclusive means in that, because there's a lot of paperwork ahead of time and a lot of phone calls ahead of time, plus the mediation, and then of course the legal paperwork afterwards, because that's legally binding. Going back to saying that if you had to go to court and if somebody broke that contract, you automatically get a judgment because you have a legally binding contract. As far as the educational programs, those vary as far as if we're doing kind of just a one-on-one type of thing or a Zoom versus in a building, and if there's, you know, fees in that, you know, go with that.
But right, sure, the for the facilities.
If we do something like that, I try to do, you know, by donation only. Mm-hmm. And then on the victim services, that is donation or some of it's pro bono.
Yeah, because it's important. So awesome.
We all don't want any of our services to be burdensome to people. Sure. So we're willing to work with anyone that needs help.
That's awesome. All right, cool. Okay. So again, check the show notes for the links. Peaceoffers.com, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so that one, for those of you that are driving, which I know a lot of you are, peaceoffers.com. And then when you get the opportunity, check the show notes and click on any links. Valerie, thank you.
Thank you, Robin. No problem. Appreciate being here today.
Yeah, it was great. All right. Over and out. You too.